WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. High school wrestling action tonight has Atlantic and Audubon wrestling at Griswold in the traditional early season double duel. It's the opener of the year for Atlantic. Griswold will host tonight, and the schedule looks like this. The first duel will be Atlantic versus Audubon. That'll be a 6 o'clock match. And then following that match, Griswold will wrestle Audubon. And after that, it'll be Griswold versus Atlantic in the final duel of the evening. That's Atlantic and Audubon at Griswold tonight in high school wrestling. That's again at Griswold this evening. In college men's basketball action last night, Anthony James scored 17 points. Matt Morrison added 14 off the bench, and Northern Iowa beat Iowa State 69-62, picking up its fifth win in its last six meetings with the Cyclones. Mark Sonnen had 10 of his 12 points in the second half for the Panthers, who have won five straight since a loss at St. Mary's 2 weeks ago. Sonnen buried a pair of late three-pointers to put Northern Iowa on top 58-54. Seth Tuttle scored inside to give the Panthers a six-point lead with 2:05 left. Royce White and Chris Allen each scored 15 points for Iowa State, which was just 4 of 18 shooting from three-point range and was outscored 17-8 down the stretch. Cyclones fall to 5-2, while UNI improves to 6-1 on the season. Drew Wiley scored a season-high 17 points and hit all five three-point attempts to lead Boise State to a 108-64 victory over Drake last night. Kenny Buckner also scored 16 points on 8 of 9 shooting for the Broncos, as Thomas Bropley also had 16 in that game last night for the Broncos, as they got season highs for points and also for three-pointers with 14 of them. 5-1 now for Boise State on the season. Ravonte Rice scored 19, and Ben Simons had 14 to lead the way for the Bulldogs. Drake is now 4-3 on the season. Doug McDermott had 25 points and 12 rebounds in leading Creighton to an 85-83 win over San Diego State last night as part of the Mountain West Missouri Valley Challenge. The Blue Jays, who trailed by 17 points in the first half, took a 72-69 lead when Ethan Raggi hit one of his four three-pointers with 3:34 remaining. The Aztecs were able to come back within a point at 82-81, but they weren't able to get any closer. Raggi had 19 points and hit a layup late in the ball game to open up an 84-81 lead that would prove to be the difference. San Diego State now 7-2 on the year. The Blue Jays stay perfect. They're undefeated at 6-0 on the season. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, 5th-rated North Carolina beat number 9 Wisconsin 60-57, 15th-rated Kansas over Florida Atlantic 77-54, number 17 Pittsburgh beat Duquesne 80-69, UNLV, who's ranked 18th, needed two overtime periods to beat UC Santa Barbara 94-88, 19th-rated Gonzaga beat Notre Dame 73-53, and number 25 Texas A&M, a 56-44 winner over Alcorn State. Federal agents have searched the campus office of former Syracuse assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine as part of the investigation of child molestation allegations against him. That's according to a law enforcement official familiar with the inquiry. Fine's office at the Carmelo K. Anthony Basketball Center was searched early Tuesday morning, according to the person who spoke to the Associated Press anonymously. St. John's coach Steve Lavin won't accompany his team to tonight's game at number 1 Kentucky, the third straight game and the fourth this season that he's missed while he recovers from prostate cancer surgery. Lavin had surgery October 6th and has said that he is cancer-free, but his stamina has not improved enough for him to coach in games. He said there's no date for him to return to the bench with the Red Storm. Assistant coach Mike Dunlap will serve as head coach of the Red Storm in Lavin's absence. NBA players will be allowed back to team facilities beginning today. The league announced Tuesday that teams can host voluntary player workouts and that starting this morning, clubs can speak with agents. That said, no deals can be offered and no contracts can be signed before December 9th. This marks the first time since July 1st that players are welcome back to work. It was on that date that the owners locked out the players leading up to the tentative agreement reached last Saturday between the league and the players' union. In other NBA news, New Jersey Nets general manager Billy King is vehemently denying rumors that he was in trade discussions with the Orlando Magic regarding All-Star center Dwight Howard. King said in a news conference Wednesday that he has had no conversations with Orlando GM Otis Smith. There have been published reports saying the Nets were in talks with the Magic about trading two first-round draft picks and center Brook Lopez in return for Howard, who's in the final year of his contract and will be a free agent next season. Also, former Duke star Kyle Singler says he plans to stay in Spain rather than come back to the States and join the Detroit Pistons. Well, Wisconsin running back Monty Ball is the Big Ten's Offensive Player of the Year, and Penn State tackle Devin Still has picked up the honor on defense. The league announced those awards on Wednesday. It also said Ohio State's Braxton Miller is the Freshman of the Year, and Michigan's Brady Hoke is the Coach of the Year. Ball set a Big Ten record with 34 touchdowns this season and leads the nation with 17.2 points per game. He also leads the league in rushing and all-purpose yards per game. Still has 17 tackles for loss for the Nittany Lions. Miller started the last 9 games for the Buckeyes and finished with 18 touchdowns and 692 total yards. In his first year in Michigan, Hoke led the Wolverines to their first 10-win season since 2006. Well, Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney is hoping Saturday's inaugural title game between number 11 Michigan State and number 15 Wisconsin will keep the spotlight on football. After a year of controversy and scandal, the Big Ten wouldn't mind polishing its image a bit. The NCAA scandal at Ohio State still hasn't been resolved. New accusations continue to emerge from Penn State in the alleged child sex abuse case against former coach Jerry Sandusky. Fans continue to question why league officials named their two divisions legends and leaders, and even ticket sales for the championship game are being questioned. Delaney thinks the rematch of October's exciting contest between the Spartans and the Badgers may be just the showcase that the Big Ten needs. In other college football news, Mike Leach is the new head football coach at Washington State after agreeing in principle to a 5-year contract. Leach posted an 84-43 record at Texas Tech, leading the Red Raiders to 10 bowl appearances in 10 seasons. He was fired in 2009 amid allegations that he mistreated a player with a concussion. Stanford assistant football coach and 4-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman Chester McLaughlin has died at the age of 42. McLaughlin played 12 seasons in the NFL with the Raiders, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and the New York Jets before becoming a rising star among the college coaching ranks. The cause of death was not immediately announced. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles will play a third straight game without quarterback Michael Vick because of broken ribs that he suffered in a November 13th loss to Arizona. That means Vince Young will make his third start tonight at Seattle. The Eagles also will be without wide receiver Jeremy Maclin and cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie due to leg injuries, and they could be without running back LeSean McCoy and cornerback Nnamdi Asomugha. Elsewhere in the NFL, Jay Cutler isn't sure he'll throw another pass for the Chicago Bears this year because of a broken right thumb suffered against the San Diego Chargers 2 weeks ago. Cutler had 3 screws and 2 pins surgically inserted into his throwing hand. Buffalo wide receiver Stevie Johnson has been fined $10,000 for his touchdown celebration in last Sunday's loss to the New York Jets. Johnson mocked Jets receiver Plaxico Burress by mimicking shooting himself in the thigh after scoring on a 5-yard catch late in the first half. The Seattle Seahawks will play Sidney Rice on season-ending injured reserve after the former Pro Bowl wide receiver suffered a second concussion in just a few weeks. Tampa Bay quarterback Josh Freeman injured his right shoulder in the closing seconds of last Sunday's loss at Tennessee, and he's questionable for this Sunday's game against Carolina. And Falcons cornerback Brent Grimes will have what Mike Smith calls minor right knee surgery today. He'll miss at least 2 weeks. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston beat Toronto 6-3. It was Detroit doubling up Tampa Bay 4-2. Minnesota in a shootout, a winner 3-2 over Edmonton. Colorado beat New Jersey 6-1, and Anaheim a 4-1 winner over Montreal. In baseball news, the Boston Red Sox have settled on a manager. Bobby Valentine will be introduced at a news conference today at Fenway Park. The 61-year-old Valentine replaces Terry Francona, who led the Red Sox to World Series titles in 2004 and 2007, but oversaw one of the greatest late-season collapses in big league history this year. Valentine last managed in the majors with the New York Mets from 1996 to 2002, guiding them to consecutive wildcard berths and one National League pennant. He also won a title in Japan in 2005 and spent the last season as a color analyst on ESPN. Also around the majors, outfielder David DeJesus and the Chicago Cubs have worked out a $10 million 2-year contract that includes a club option for 2014. DeJesus is a lifetime 284 hitter in 9 big league seasons, but hit only 240 for Oakland this year. Infielder Ramon Santiago is staying with Detroit after accepting a 2-year package. Santiago batted 260 in 101 games last season, but compiled a 295 total after the All-Star break to help the Tigers win the American League Central. The Los Angeles Angels have acquired catcher Chris Iannetta from the Colorado Rockies for right-hander Tyler Chatwood. Iannetta batted 238 with 14 homers, 55 RBIs, and a 370 on-base percentage last season, while Chatwood was 6-11 with a 475 ERA as a rookie. And former AL batting champions Bernie Williams and Bill Miller among 13 newcomers on baseball's 2012 Hall of Fame ballot, joining top holdovers Barry Larkin, Jack Morris, Lee Smith, and Jeff Bagwell. Following the election of Roberto Alomar and Burt Blyleven last year, a relatively weak field of first-timers could give renewed hope to both Larkin and Morris. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.